At the Rio Olympics, Michael Phelps won big, 5 golds, 1 silver, and tens of thousands of dollars in prize money.
But for American athletes, winning isn't free because, well, taxes.
He could be looking at up to $55,000 in additional income tax based off of the bonuses that he got from the United States Olympic Committee.
That's Carrie Ann Renzulli, reporter for the publication Money. We spoke to her via Skype. The U.S. Olympic Committee awards $25,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, or $10,000 for bronze. And unlike most countries, the U.S. treats those winnings as income.
And also there's the value of the medals. That's also taxable.
Yeah, I've seen estimates as low as $500, up to about $700 for gold. Silver is like half that, and bronze is, yeah, a pittance.
Bronze is only worth about $4, according to the BBC.
For some politicians, that just doesn't sit well. Here's Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York.
The New Yorkers and the rest of Team USA paid out of their own pockets to train and represent us in the Olympics. The least we can do is stop taxing their winnings.
Schumer co-sponsored a bill to eliminate the so-called victory tax. It passed the Senate, but hasn't gotten anywhere in the House.
Some analysts say creating an exemption for Olympians may not affect many athletes who write off their training and travel expenses. And as Carrie Ann Renzulli points out, the Olympians in the top tax bracket, like Phelps, tend to be pretty well off.
I mean, Michael Phelps paying a $55,000 tax bill when he's valued at over $50 million is kind of very drop in the bucket.
And keep in mind, the Olympics are not unique. Even the Nobel Prize is taxed in the U.S.
If you're researching cancer, why is that a less noble profession and less worthy of an income tax break?
So for now, Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, and all the other U.S. medalists will have to pay up. But maybe Congress will step in 2 years from now, in time for the Winter Olympics.